I had a word as I was praying with somebody this morning. I had a busy morning on the phone. And a word came out of my mouth. And it was a directive. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So I want to take you there. Now I want to confess that I couldn't think of where it was. I looked and I looked and I looked and I kept hearing, ask your sister. Well, okay, Lord, when is she showing up? And she did show up, and I asked her, and of course she brought it out right away. So it's nice to have a concordance in the house. And you say, well, which sisters? None of your business. So it's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Now, it's a directive, but sometimes we have a tendency to go on our own steam. Anybody got that? It's got that problem. You find the boiler is flowing underneath, and it's flowing. And in fact, it was kind of neat because the lawless one was showing up the other day. And when I went for prayer on Sunday, the individual that anointed me said, sometimes it comes from the outside. Oh, well, that's good news. Because I had a flashback in my brain about the lawless one trying to take me on a trip. Okay? Well, we know what the lawless one does. The lawless one tries to do anything that is outside of what you could call a Christian's way of doing things. Okay? Anybody can relate with that? Okay. My brother shared that he had to make a decision to obey the Lord if he met with a man to ask him to forgive him. And, of course, the other gentleman reciprocated. Well, most of us do pretty well if we have a commission to go and set someone free. The problem that I find is that I have a problem with setting me free. Because I hold myself to a legal religious status that's been ingrained in me from the time I was a little tiny boy. Can anybody relate with that? Okay? And many, many times I hear this word. Remember, Jesus is watching you. Okay? Well, what does that give a child but the impression that God has a cotton pick and big stick like a baseball bat, and He's about ready to whack you on the side of the head every time you misbehave? Anybody relate? Okay. So when I hear this type of thing coming out of somebody else's mouth, the lawless one in me wants to correct. Anybody relate with that? Well, you know, there are certain people that you can correct, but it's usually not the anointing from the Holy Ghost that's operating in me. It's usually, I'm right and you're wrong, and it's time you wake up because you're harming somebody. Come on, please. Am I the only one?
Amen.
Thank you. See, I'm not looking for company. I'm looking for an acknowledgement that we see this, and the Lord is telling us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, or His mighty power. Well, I don't do so well with me, and I don't do so well with those that are close to me that are doing it wrong. Okay? Co-workers, children, grandchildren, you name it, it doesn't matter. You know, we have a tendency, we want to correct, and we want to stop the flow that's damaging someone. Amen? Okay. Well, how does that work when you see all this, and the Lord says, would you let me do it? I have a problem with the lawless one activating my mouth. And usually it's at the wrong time for the wrong reason. And I'm not being strong in the Lord at all. And the power of His might's not even visible to me. Okay? I can truly tell you that I'm not in my right mind at that time. I'm in my fleshy mind, my carnal, correct mind that says it should be done this way. And it's the very thing that destroyed my freedom in Christ. Can you imagine that? The very thing that gives me freedom in Christ is just totally obliterated. It's not visible. So what's wrong with the picture? How do I change it? Well, number one, humble yourself before the Lord. Confess your sin to each other that you may be healed. James 5. Okay? Well, that includes my weakness. Amen? Now, how many can relate to that weakness? Okay, so if you relate to it, you know, we recognize, look it, God is saying, I've got the power. Right? He is the Lord, so if I'm, and of course, I like the word finally, because it's like the last thing that you got to wake up and do. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in His mighty power. His mighty power is going to pour out what on them? Whoever them is. What's His mighty power going to give?
Grace
and love and mercy and forgiveness. And He's going to look at them and He's going to say, where are your accusers? Right? What did He do? What did He do with the one that was committing adultery? Where were your accusers? They all dropped their stones and walked away. I find that I'm still holding on to a few in my pockets. And I'd like to smash a few heads. And obviously, I'm not being strong in the Lord at all. I'm being strong in my own will. And in my own might. And in my own correctness, which is full of pride. And pride goes before a... Uh-huh. Amen. But this morning, you know, sometimes I struggle with things and I don't say anything because it's not time. You know, putting out all these weaknesses is not exactly what I like to do. But, you know, if I show you that I'm struggling with you, that means I'm going to get prayer from the ones that are ready to intercede. And at the same time, they're going to be able to relate that they're not going to be judged by me. They're going to be finding mercy and grace. Because if I have to give mercy and grace to them, I have to give it to me first. If I don't give it to me first, I can't give it out. If I don't give love to me first, I can't give out love. If I don't give compassion and mercy to me first, who's going to get compassion and mercy? It ain't going to be those around me. As a father and a grandfather and a great-grandfather, I don't do well in some of those corners yet. Yet. Meaning I'm still under construction. And it doesn't mean that I do it okay. It means I'm a survivor. So this morning I'm kind of reading in the Word, and all of a sudden I got this flashback picture. And the flashback was where I almost fell. Now, anybody know when you almost fall, it like gives you a little bit of a remembrance. Uh-oh. And praise God, I heard myself say no, and I'm not going there. And then I heard the word of prophetic, the prophetic word that came to me. And it was, sometimes it's coming from the outside. Meaning you're delivered, but the enemy's trying to get back in. Hoping that you're going to say, oh, come on in. Uh-huh. I sure could use some relief right now. Like the alcoholic that says, I'm going to have a darn good drink because it's the last one I'm going to take. Of course, it's not the last one it's going to take, but it is going to relieve some pressure. Come on.
You guys can't be that inhuman. Okay? You know,
when I see this, I say, oh my God, am I the only one that struggled in all these corners trying to survive using normal products? Alcohol. Today there's drugs of every kind, pills of every kind.
There's all kinds of stuff to eliminate the pain. But it's so temporary. It's not a lasting solution. But being what? Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might changes the whole picture.
Right? So if I begin to declare, I'm strong in the Lord, and it's the power that is from Him that's going to take me to victory.
So then, if the lawless one shows up around, at least I could say, hey, wait a minute here. I am strong and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the anointing. How do I get the anointing? By worshiping, by giving praise, by celebrating in tongues, even if it's for 15 seconds, you know, just to break the shift. I mean, you know, sometimes you're breaking the shift. You're shifting from your natural mind to your spiritual mind. And when you do, oh my God, relief. You know, when I walked away, wow, this was awesome, Lord. And He gets the glory. And I know it was His power that did it. But it was His power where?
In
me. That's what I'm hoping that you'll see. His power inside of us. His mighty power within me that can overcome every trick of the enemy. Okay, now, what's the enemy? Who's the lawless one? Who's the Antichrist? It's my fleshy me that likes my own way, doing it my way, and if they all did it my way, everything would be wonderful. So now you know where the Antichrist is. See, let's not keep him as the last enemy to be conquered. Let's look at him as the fleshy part of me, the way I think, the way I respond out of my flesh. And when I realize this, man, then I can recognize what St. Paul was saying. I'm strong in His might. His anointing is on me to break the yoke. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Close your eyes. I'm just going to ask you to lift up your right hand if you're going to agree with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm committing to do it your way. And I can't do it without grace. And I can't do it without your mercy. And I can't do it without your love.
And
the power that comes from you is already in me. And I'm choosing now to forgive myself and to set myself free to be more like Jesus than ever before. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. See, when I said those words to this individual that I was praying with this morning, the person said, oh my God, that did it. And I thought, my God, this person's got freedom and what am I doing? And it started the ball rolling. They got the freedom because the word came out. I didn't know where it was. I confess to you. But God knew that it was His word coming out of whose mouth? So declare it finally. I'm going to be strong in the power of His might or His mighty power coming out of my mouth, changing my future and my responses. Hallelujah. May you be blessed. Enjoy some hugs with each other. Amen.